The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 15 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today we're in the education / self-improvement category. The show is called Quit Quitting and Grow. Their description from our good friends at Apple Podcast reads, where personal development and meets reality. I just read it the way they typed it. That's not okay. Well, their website is Quit Quitting and Grow. And how I found this, there's an app that actually is for Windows. Just heard about this called podfriend.com. And there's a button on the left that says, give me a random podcast. Now, the bad news is it doesn't give me a link to the actual show. So I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of weird. So I then had to go find Quit Quitting and Grow. But anyway, I don't know what this episode is. It just says, listen to a random episode. So I'm going to click play right about now.
Welcome to Quit Quitting and Grow, the podcast that sharpens your mental edge, where you grow personally or professionally with Terrence McKinley Moore.
Okay. Lots of energy.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Quit Quitting and Grow podcast. This is the podcast that will give you both optimism and truth, which is that realism. It's also the podcast where personal development meets reality. Here, we will explore a variety of topics with people from different backgrounds and disciplines in life. Creators of all kinds, entrepreneurs and leaders with different perspectives that would enrich your mind and improve your life. I am your host, Terrence McKinley Moore, and today the topic is the power of mentoring.
Okay.
I would like to dedicate this podcast to
your mentor?
Two significant people, two people that have played a major role in not only my personal life, but my life of business.
All right.
And one is one of my great mentors, may he rest in peace, his name was Claude Belgrave. And also my mentor, who just recently passed a few days ago.
Bummer.
Who's been a great mentor of mine over the last couple of decades. And his name is K. Karisana Swami. So I like to dedicate this to both Mr. Belgrave and to Mr. K. At tough times, we call on leaders to help us lead us out of the difficult situations that we're caught up in, the challenges.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, mentors, coaches, they're needed, and they all are leaders, you know, and I'm going to show the connection throughout this talk.
All right.
And we look for them to give us an answer. We look for them to give us some kind of hope. And the hope is in the optimism that I'm talking about. The optimism that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, where, you know, it gives you some type of hope that things is going to be all right. However, the help is in the truth. And the truth is the realism. And that's what we need today. You know, we don't need false hope. We need hope with truth, which is hope with that realism. That hope with that reality. Sometimes we have to get checked. You know, we have to get checked for to bring us up to par or for to let us see the reality of what's going on. You know, everything is not going to be or don't need to be sugarcoated. We need to be realistic with what's going on. in our lives. And that's one thing that I admired about my mentors. I didn't always like it, to be truthful, to be honest. You know, sometimes, you know, when they gave me that gut-wrenching truth, and I'm like, oh, Lord, I got to hear this. Okay. But I needed to hear it. And by me being open and receiving that truth, that allowed me to be able to overcome a lot of obstacles. Because a lot of times, like, we want the sugar-coated talk in order to get through things.
So but give me a story.
You need that truth to go along with that hope. And the balance of both of them is awesome, believe me.
So give me a story where a mentor helped you.
Just looking at the small picture of what's going on. You know, for instance, okay, it is a new order of what's going on in today's society. Things is new. You know, they're calling it the new normal. We can't get caught up in, oh, this is happening to me. What am I going to do? No, what are we going to do? It's not affecting one person. It's not just affecting you. It's not just affecting me. It is affecting all of us.
Okay.
So we have to look at the bigger perspective of what's going on. You're not the only one that have this challenge.
Right.
You know, and the thing about it is how we view things is how we do things. If you view it in a pessimistic way, then okay, that is how you're going to end up handling things.
And this ties into mentoring how?
Or not handling things at all, which is how most pessimistic people do.
Right.
But I'm trying to share with you, my friend, that it's okay to have that hope, but also you have to have that balance of hope, which is that reality with it.
I'm going to say this. I've said it to multiple people. I'm here to tell you, if you want to grow your audience, you cannot record using your phone on a desk. That's not good enough audio. The first thing, the first 6 seconds, as soon as I heard it, you had that nice big intro. Ooh, welcome to the show, blah, blah, blah. And then you come on and you're, I don't know, 3 feet from your phone. All I hear is hiss. And I'm like, somebody didn't take this seriously enough to invest a little bit of money to come up with good audio quality, because that right there is what you have right here. Is like, I can understand you, but the hiss and the room noise is overpowering the content. Now, the content needs a little work as well. On one hand, I really appreciate the fact that I feel like I'm sitting across the table from you and you're explaining some things. The problem is, I don't think you have bullet points in front of you. And I realize this is kind of the kettle calling the pot black, but because I have my share of tangents. But in the end, I was kind of like, you were talking about that thing with the way COVID makes the world different. And I'm like, what does this have to do with mentors again? So it didn't seem super organized. I liked the intro. I like your presentation style, the fact that you're just talking to people. You need to work on your intro. That's the other thing. That big, powerful intro comes on, and then when you start, it's just, and then you know, in the next room talking into something. It's a really big disconnect. Now, the good news is that's easy to fix. If you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, you'll see I've got links to a gear guide, and you can easily get something like a Samson Q2U, use Audacity. I mean, this is what your sound would sound like if you just spent a little time cleaning it up with what you currently have.
Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Quit Quitting and Grow podcast. This is the podcast. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Quit Quitting and Grow podcast. This is the podcast.
So that's the good news. This isn't hard to fix. And just a little, and you're fairly new. I found your show here in Apple. It looks like you've got, I don't know, maybe 10 or so episodes. So you're fairly new to this, but that's okay. You started, that's more than, you have 11 episodes. And this was episode 3. So this kind of sounds like an episode 3. And that's fine. You've got a little bit under your belt now. Now it's just a matter of tightening it up, cleaning up your audio, and keeping on going. And if you need help with that, I can actually edit your podcast. That's something I do for certain people. I have to like your podcast. if I don't like your podcast, I don't want to listen to it. And it doesn't mean it's bad. It just means, you know, there are other editors. I got plenty of friends that do that. Now, if you want a full review of your show, that's real simple. Go out to podcastreviewshow.com. We go over the beginning, middle, and end along with myself. I have 30-year radio veteran Eric K. Johnson. Now, if you just want the little bit of your show like we did today, the intro, that first impression, podcastrodeoshow.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting, reminding you to always enjoy your ride.